This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Eaten straight from the oven or out of the box, pizza holds a special place in the collective American diet. The country consumes 100 acres of pizza a day. That's an average of 46 slices per person each year. Numbers aside, it's undeniable. Pizza's delicious. Each week, culinary historian Linda Palacio takes listeners on a journey through the history of food on A Taste of the Past. Tune in as Linda interviews culinary authors and scholars to discuss food culture from ancient Mesopotamia to the deli counters of today. In episode 155, Linda speaks with Robert Sietsema, feature writer at Eater NY. Robert has passionately traced the history of pizza across continents and through successive waves of Italian immigration. While pizza indisputably arrived from Italy, Robert emphasizes America's contribution to this much-loved dish.
No question. I mean, Naples is where the pizza immediately came from. Where it came from before that is a matter of some controversy. Their pizza is so different than our pizza that I claim that the pizza that the world knows is an American invention and specifically a New York invention. Now, in Naples, you would never think about sharing a pizza with anybody.
That's
right. A pizza is a kind of glove-soft round of dough massaged with tomatoes, with cheese or without. But even if it's cheese, it's a little bit of mozzarella, fiore di latte or buffalo mozzarella, but just a very small amount.
So where did the portable, cheesed-up version of American pizza come into existence?
It happened here on the Lower East Side. It happened at Lombardi's, which was in a slightly different location on Spring Street. It happened when Gennaro Lombardi, who was a grocer, decided to start selling pizzas of some sort in his store, in his grocery store. He recruits a guy who was an even more recent immigrant named Antonio Pero, nicknamed Totono. He said to this dude, hey, let's make some pizzas. You want to make some pizzas? We're not really sure what Totono did back in the old country, but we know that he had lived in Naples for a while, and maybe he was there when Queen Margarita arrived for a state visit, and maybe he was part of all of the celebration, but that was the first time cheese was ever used on a pizza, and that may have influenced him. At any rate, he started making flatbreads for Lombardi's store. He had arrived in 1903. Someone else may have made flatbreads for Lombardi before then, but Totono must have made one hell of a flatbread, and I believe it must have sold like hotcakes. There's no question of Lombardi's genius, but I would point to Totono as the person who invented pizza as we know it. And pizza as we know it is so different from Naples pizza. Whether this evolved immediately or slowly, I'm not sure. But going from a single person uncut, lightly cheesed or not cheesed at all pie to being a humongous pie.
Enough for a whole family.
A whole family. Yeah. It turned pizza from being a kind of solipsistic dining event into being a party.
Despite America's adaptation of the dish, an element of its origins are still evident in the countless pizza parlors of today.
Naples was the poorest of cities. Naples was a city that attracted people from all over southern Italy, from Calabria, from Apulia. They each brought their preferences with them. As a matter of fact, if you look in the modern pizza parlor, and, you know, just a neighborhood pizza parlor, and you see those jars of condiments and sprinkle-ons, those reflect the places that immigrants came from in southern Italy. The Apulians, they love their garlic powder. The Calabrians love hot pepper. So, you know, that little thing of hot pepper in there, that reflects all of the immigrants that were coming to New York at the time, and one of them brought pizza with him.
The fact that pizza lacks an authoritative history is liberating, opening the way for a colorful and inventive future. From wacky toppings to the invention of the stuffed crust, pizza will continue to evolve with contemporary trends and tastes. To hear the rest of this interview, tune in to episode 155 of A Taste of the Past. To listen live, tune in to A Taste of the Past on Thursdays from 12 to 12:30. I'm Elizabeth Kulas, reporting for Heritage Radio Network.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.